I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hammers hamper Hazard, super subs give us two new differential options, and Bako's analysis finally proven correct as the Wolves lay their scent at Old Trafford. Hello and welcome to Game Week 6 of Fantasy Football Noise. Yes, indeed, ladies and gents, that was Game Week 6, and this is Fantasy Football Noise. Thank you for joining us. With me, as always, Mr. Wayne Mitchell and Mr. Steve Baker.
Hello.
Hello, the pair of you. How on earth are you?
You couldn't give me just a simple fucking compliment, could you, in your intro? What's that about?
Well, there's a compliment in there somewhere, mate.
It's a really, really berry.
They've been
laced with irony.
What did you actually say, Bako, about Wolves?
I said that they were brilliant. I'd watched them the previous week at home to Burnley, and they were great.
You did. And I'm giving you your just desserts, but all I'm saying is you haven't always got your little forecasts quite right.
That's fair point. Fair point indeed. You know.
And it is fair comment. They looked excellent, I thought. Really excellent. They moved the ball quickly. They spread it wide quickly.
Whoa. Hang on. Have you watched football?
I watched it. I watched Match of the Day, yes.
Does sound a bit like it, doesn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah. Doesn't it?
Game week one, Mitch back to join us, is he?
I've not been, well, I have been busy this week, but I did have time to squeeze in MOTD last night after football. Yeah, so.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was impressed. I'm with you, Bako. I was very impressed. They did not look like a crappy promoted side. Compare them to the likes of Huddersfield, Brighton,
Cardiff.
They look really poor.
Now, I'm keen to understand how my two wildcarding buddies got on this week.
Well, I don't think it had been announced that I actually did press the button on my wildcard.
Oh, and did
now,
you?
But
sorry.
That's all right.
Have I spoiled
it? No, it's fine. But yes, I did indeed do it. I did it.
How did you get on, Jay?
Previous years, I've pondered much more than I did this time as to whether to do it. And I just looked at my side. I had three or four injuries, one or two doubts, and yeah, just fancied it. I quite like the fixtures. I really like the look of Lukaku at home to Wolves. that went well.
You didn't listen, did you?
Captained him.
Oh,
did you skip at Lukaku? Yeah.
Yes, I did. But yeah. I just fancied a bit of a differential, but I may already be getting rid of him this week, so we'll see how that goes.
How many points do you get, mate?
I got 55.
Oh, same as me. Snap.
Yeah.
They're good scores, they are, boys. 55, not bad at all.
But I think you've beaten
us.
Oh,
listen.
What?
Someone sounding smug.
Who's got more? Yeah.
I did. I wildcarded, and I got a princely 66. It's not to three figures, but 66, not too
very
bad.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. What a reward for wasting four transfers.
I don't think. No, that's you're thinking about it all wrong, Bako.
Okay, talk me through that.
Was a slight administrative error on a previous weekend, but yeah, I'm not sure, planning and camping based logistics based error. That, yes.
Go on then, what went well for you, mate?
What went well for me, there are a lot of clean sheets this weekend, and so my defence paid off for me handsomely. So Edison in goal, 6 points. Wan-Bissaka, 9. Robertson 7 and Alonso 6. Also, nice. In the midfield, the nice goal from Madison, got 8 from him. And then up front,
I think that Madison looks like Hitler.
Oh,
he does a bit. It's the, yeah. it's the patchy beard, isn't it? I know what you mean.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a little pencil tash on his top lip, but he actually looks like quite a young Hitler.
He's quite blonde, though, by comparison. I'm not sure it's really a comparison he'd appreciate.
Short back and size has sold you, Baker. I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think.
Have a look.
I don't think it's outlandish. An outlandish comparison.
He was good, though, wasn't he?
But he's a good player, Madison. Yes, he's a good player.
Bloody good player. Did Puel sign him from Norwich?
Yeah, he only joined this summer, didn't he?
Correct.
I think he's looking very good. What a variety of free kicks. Yeah, variety of free kicks he took looked excellent.
Newcastle and Everton next two games. Is it time to bring in Madison?
Already have, mate.
Yeah,
already have.
He's in. Oh, very good. And then look at their run of games from game week 9 onwards.
I was considering Vardy in my wild card lineup. So. Given how impotent and uninvolved Lukaku was, I am thinking about a straight swap him for Vardy. I don't think I heard the commentator on Match of the Day mention his name once.
He touched the ball 3 times, I think, in the penalty box. I was reading the stats,
yeah.
And it was simply the worst striker performance of the season.
Great first captain appearance in my side. The kiss of death.
Fucking captain.
Kiss of death.
Do WhatsApp me on Friday and let me know who you're going to skip it this week, mate.
What, so you can avoid it?
Yes.
yeah, well, there you go.
They were dangerous at points, Man United, weren't they, against Wolves? But only at points. It really wasn't much to show for their performance. Fred was all right. He had a free kick save towards the end by Patricio, didn't he?
And he took his goal well.
I didn't realise how young he was.
Or how small.
So I'd watched the only time I'd watched United was against Leicester in the opening game of the season. And I don't think he played. Or if he played, I don't remember him. But he's really small and young looking.
I thought he took his goal very well, actually. Right in the bottom left-hand corner, wasn't it? No chance.
It was a lovely
finish. No chance.
Turned quick. No, didn't dwell on it for a moment. And I did think that what made it, though, was Pogba's little feint and takedown. He looked as though he was going to smack it, didn't he? But then he just killed it and just dropped it right on Fred's foot. It was good.
I have to say, it was a super little touch for that assist. It was great. Yeah. Really smart. but Patricio had a good game, I thought.
Yeah, Patricio's a really good keeper. I'm looking at keeper options. My rotation of Pickford and Begovic has so far yielded fuck all clean sheets.
I've brought Patricio in to dovetail with Hennessy. So
yeah, I'm going to look for a partner for Fabianski, I think, and hope that Begovic or Pickford is one of them.
I had Foster and Fabianski before, and I wasn't bringing in a lot of points.
Just before we move off Wolves, wasn't Moutinho's goal good as well?
It was. Yeah.
It was lovely, really nice. I thought it struck me as a goal of an extremely experienced player. Didn't snatch at it, took his time, placed it nicely, right pace. It was nice. I liked it a lot.
Had a little bit of curl on it.
I'm not being funny, though.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, though. If I was his mate on the left wing who was completely open from the original cross, I would have been gutted. But to be fair to him, and it shows you what a team they are, he celebrated like Billy. I'd have been fucking livid.
As long as you put it away, I'm happy for you. I think if he missed it, it might have been a different story.
It wasn't his fault. It was matey on the right who crossed it.
Yeah, sure. Although I have to say, I think my favourite goal of the weekend was possibly Lacazette's.
Yeah, that was lovely,
I haven't seen that yet.
Haven't you?
No. So, chaps, really nice. I told you that I was going to have, based on their run of fixtures, I was going to have a quick look at Arsenal. And what I've concluded is that Everton are a good side.
I think they were a lot better with Richarlison in. We can say that much for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And the overloads that they got with Walcott and Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison, Sigurdsson, you know, 4-on-3s, 4-on-2s. clean through, keep it a beat. If Theo Walcott had a pair, he would have scored at least
we
one.
We have been a little not unkind. We've been critical, shall we say, of Peter Cech so far this season.
Yeah, he was great.
What a game he had.
Yeah, it was really good. Did you see the... I don't know if they showed it on Match of the Day 2. Did you see his save from Keane's header?
Yeah, absolutely. Sensational.
What a save that was.
He probably made 7 or 8 superb saves.
I mean, Keane has done everything a central defender should do. He's got up above everyone else. He's glanced it. He's put it right down at the keeper's feet. And Cech has saved it with his hands.
Yes.
Really good
both,
save.
Got both hands right down, didn't he? Like, with a scooping action. Incredible. And it should be pointed out that Keane was only a couple of weeks back from a fractured skull.
Yeah. I took Keane out of my fantasy side with my game week 2 wild card after he got murdered at Bournemouth. And I'm tempted to put him back in. He's definitely on my watch list. If I ever think Everton are going to have a run of clean sheets, he was commanding.
I'd need to see a bit more evidence of them getting clean sheets. But I certainly rate him as a player. But I think Richarlison is probably the only one in that side I would really think about bringing in.
Yep, definitely. Agreed. Yeah. And on the Arsenal side, which was really the premise of why I was watching the game, I'd probably take Lacazette over Aubameyang. Definitely. The 1.4 million is too much.
Especially
of a gap
with Aubameyang
out
being far more out on the left than we expected.
Lacazette is up top. Exactly. He's definitely the number 9. Yeah.
And they're starting to click, aren't they, under Emery, I think now. They are starting they're looking more. Yeah, more fluid going forward, so yeah.
A great run of fixtures. The only other one I would consider is Ramsey, so he's definitely behind Lacazette. He's definitely making the runs through, and I think if Xhaka and who's your new
Xhaka
man?
Khan.
Your Ecuadorian holding midfielder, once they start finding their range of passing and finding
Torreira.
The runs. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he started him, didn't he, for the first time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Once they start finding... Ozil between the lines, and Ozil starts putting Ramsey in, Ramsey will start scoring. And the only other Arsenal player that looked good this weekend was Monreal. His touches in the opposition half, I don't know what his expected goals were or expected assists or anything like that, but Monreal looked the most dangerous Arsenal defender for sure.
He's handy down the left. He's always surging in there, isn't he? I got Ramsey in my draft side. I thought I was quite lucky to pick him up, actually. But yeah, two assists, wasn't it? Two assists? I think he got both of them.
Did he get both? Yeah.
Yeah, both assists.
He got the assist for the offside Ober goal.
Yeah, shouldn't have stood, should it?
No, it was really offside. And I was shouting at the telly, and the commentators didn't pick it up until like 3 replays. It was so obviously offside.
Yeah. Even the camera angle right across the pitch showed the Lino looking straight along it. He was in just the right place.
He's missed the touch on that Ramsey's got on it for the assist, and he thought it was passed straight from Lacazette to Aubameyang.
Fair point.
That's why he's given it off onside. But
fair enough.
And poor old Cardiff as well.
Yeah, I'm sure your heart was.
All those Cardiff fans sat in the pissing rain with their little
Legoland
plastic Macs on at Legoland, watching their side get done by a wonderful city side and Gundogan's man of the match performance. I really felt
super,
for them.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
His goal was magnificent. I loved it. Best of the Saturday goals for me.
I've thought about this a lot, but I'm pretty sure that Bernardo Silva meant that header.
Do you really think so?
I think he meant it.
I'm not having that.
Oh, no, I'm with you, Baker. He meant it. But...
He meant it not as a goal.
Yeah, no, no.
He meant to flick it into someone at the back post.
No, I don't think there was anyone at the back post. I think
he
meant it.
He was facing the other way. He wouldn't have known that there was nobody. He was just assuming that someone might be running in, I think.
Of course you do. That's the sixth sense of a professional footballer that trains on exactly the right size pitch when they're training all week. So he would have known where he was going. But... 8 times out of 10, it would have gone wide or over the bar or would have been saved. So it was slightly fortunate that it was just in the right place.
I just don't think it was a goal attempt myself, but I guess we'll never know.
2v1, so you can fuck off.
Do you want to hear the rest of my wildcard team?
Yes, please, mate.
Okay. So Hennessy and Patricio in nets. Hennessy came through with 8 points, which was pleasing. I changed Trent for Robertson, which was not pleasing because Trent obviously got 11 points. But I think long term, I think Robertson is probably the better shout.
Sure.
So I stuck with Alonso, one of only three players that I stuck with, which was Alonso, Hazard.
Ooh, root and branch changes.
Yeah. Well, I stuck with Alonso, Hazard and Wan-Bissaka. I kept Adam Smith as well. So then I brought in Sane, the Wee Man, Madison and Milner was my final sort of enabler. Don't know how long I'll stick with him for, but he's ahead of, you know, he's pretty high up in the midfielder ranks and he could
he's a good
so
second
easily.
Or third sub.
Yeah, I'm not going to play him. He was my first sub this week. But
He
could have
before
so
the weekend,
scored.
Jay, I would have said to you, two Bournemouth assets. Yeah, they're looking in great form. Yeah, I think that's a not a bad choice. And then they just got, I don't know, just
that's a very unusual,
they got their pocket picked entirely, didn't they?
Especially by Burnley, who
don't
normally score. Well, don't score more than one.
And I think we're coming off the back of four consecutive losses, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. Bournemouth could have gone fourth.
The problem with Bournemouth, right? Everyone says how fantastic they are at coming from behind and they never give up. But what people tend to ignore is the fact that they have played woefully in the first 30 minutes and gone behind. That's the issue that they're doing. And they almost got back at Turf Moor. You know, they were great. They were knocking on the door. They looked as if they were going to score. And it was
and
only those two late. They should have had a penalty. And it was only those two late Burnley goals on the break that made the scoreline. Mm. But it flattered Burnley.
It did. But like you say, there's not to say that Bournemouth are not without their faults.
For sure. I wouldn't have Begovic in nets, and that's why I want to change him.
Yeah.
I had some wise counsel from dear friend of the show, James Stairs, when I showed him my wildcard side that had wee man Ryan Fraser in it. And I think his counsel was, I think his time might have come that, you know, the points he's going to get this season, you've had them already. So I took him out and I'm glad I did.
Interesting. We'll watch that. We'll keep an eye on that one. And my forward line, just to finish off, you know about Lukaku already, and I've also got Firmino and Mitrovic.
Are you playing all three of them?
So I did play all three of them this week, yeah. Went 3-4-3.
Doherty
was my final defender.
Oh, yeah, Doherty. You've got him as your third sub, have you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it, isn't it? I tell you, Mitro, I think he's got a sending off in him.
Yeah, quite possibly.
He looks like a nasty piece of work, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he? He's proper hard, and he looks as if he's going to fly through a fullback at some point.
Yeah, he plays a very physical game. But he could have easily... I mean, they were up against it for most of that game. Watford, much the better team. And he almost got a second goal and nicked it for him. So I think he's just always, he's got a knack of being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, because his goal was exactly that, wasn't it? Just a little flick of the foot. He didn't do anything, he just flicked his foot. And
instinct.
I think it'll be one of those, that he's just in the right place at the right time.
Speaking of flick of the foot, did you see Salah's attempted back heel? He was so close to putting that off. That would have been lovely. Lovely if he'd got that.
Liverpool looked pretty special, I thought. They looked like a deserved top of the table side, I thought.
I know, it's exciting.
Both Liverpool and Man City, in both their games, I thought they looked relaxed, composed, and nothing looked like a panic.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for millionaire footballers, right? But after a performance like that, to get taken off at half-time, Shaqiri must have been fucking livid. I actually felt sorry for him.
He was superb, wasn't he, in that first half?
Wasn't he? Wonderful.
Quite understand why he took him off, but...
Who came on for him?
Milner, I think, wasn't it?
He went defensive, didn't he? He brought Keita on, didn't he?
No, that was later. It was Milner. Milner came on at half-time, I'm pretty sure.
Is he saving his legs for... Have they got a game in the week or something?
They've got Chelsea in the League
in the Cup.
Which you would presume Shaqiri would start in that, but what an option to have, honestly. That's our squad's looking so much better now.
Yeah.
Players like that can't get in the regular starting lineup and play 90 minutes. It's amazing. So we've touched on both of them. What about we've got Mahrez, who came on, scored two, and Barnes, or two super subs. Are either of those viable options, you think? Be good differentials.
Mahrez looked really good when he came on.
Particularly his second goal, took it really sweetly, didn't he?
Too much of a gamble with City. It's too much. You've got to pick, like I've done with Laporte, you've got to pick one of those midfielders that's going to start every week that isn't Fernandinho.
Yeah. And Mahrez is too expensive to take a gamble on, I think. And bear in mind, those two goals were in a game that was already won against Cardiff.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. So, I mean, devil's advocate, I wouldn't bring Mahrez in, but I'm just interested to hear what you thought. He's 8.6 million, but he's only owned by 1.9%. What about Ashley Barnes? Now, Barnes was in a lot of people's teams towards the end of last season. He scored lots of games in a row, if I remember rightly.
He hasn't been starting him.
He hasn't, but they've also had the European thing going on, haven't they? So
two games, wasn't it?
No, they played four, I think.
I think you'd have to say it affected their first 4 weeks quite heavily. So, I don't know. He is in 0.5% of teams.
The thing about...
Yeah, justifiably, I think.
Yeah, the thing about Burnley players is, if I look at... If last season's stats are anything to go by, Burnley scored or finished where they did in the league partly because they defended incredibly well. So they had very few goals conceded by comparison to others around them. But they didn't score many either. So I don't remember from the top of my head, but I think they conceded 20-something goals. And
I think you're right. It was around that point.
And they only scored something like 30, maybe less than that. So they just don't score enough for a Burnley forward to get you enough points, I don't think.
Good point. What are their fixtures like coming up? So they're away at Cardiff next. Could be interesting. Then home to Huddersfield. So the next two are attractive. Then they've got City and Chelsea after that. So
it's not the right time.
No. Probably not. Be interesting, though.
One win in five is not the kind of form that you're looking for either, I'd say.
No, but unless they turned a corner, Mitch. We'll see. Another one to keep an eye on.
How about a mini league update this week?
Lovely stuff. Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. So, as ever, brought to you by the UK's most innovative energy switching website, switchingenergy.co.uk. We have this week's Fantasy Football Noise mini league update. Can I get a music bed or an intro bit of music or something, Jay?
Sure, let me see what I've got for you.
Yeah, have a little look. Have a little look in your locker.
There it is. What do you think of that?
Oh, lovely.
Well, that's nice. I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Really good.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah, and I think it's highly compatible with the... switchingenergy.co.uk brand.
So this week we have our lowest ever points winner for the week. So out of all 625 odd mini leaguers, the highest score was only 82. So down a place in fifth is Ashley Mountjoy with Touch Matip. What a great name for this week. And Matip's first goal for, I don't know what, 12 months, something like that?
Since November.
Yeah. Then staying in fourth place is Cedric Van Tegarden with 66. Paul Gabb moves up with a 79-point haul to 453 into third place with Bolly McBilling.
Paul Gabb's pretty good, isn't he? It's good last Gabbo. Year.
Yeah.
Gabbo knows his onion.
He's only 7 points off the lead. So losing his top spot is Tom Richmond with Victor's Moses Lawn down to... so only on 454, and the new leader is James Mackay with Cahill's Have Eyes. 460, 71-point week. How about that?
Excellent stuff, James. Excellent stuff. Is it also worth mentioning, I have noted a certain ginger friend of the show creeping into the first page.
Up to 41st. He's got 40th, yeah.
Yeah, up to 41st in the... Yeah, Mr. Harrington, looming large.
It's annoying, isn't it?
So, we'll see. Hopefully that doesn't come to anything.
Good.
Wayne, do you want to give us this week's trivia question?
I'd love to. I was sat in a gymnasium waiting for my children to finish their activities on the weekend, and I was reading an article about Premier League sponsors And I thought, oh, that'll make for nice trivia, that will. So apparently since the league started, 60% of companies sponsoring shirts have been from the financial services sector, BACO, technology, booze and gambling. So I found a few that I thought, yeah, they're interesting and obscure ones. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you the sponsor, and then you're going to tell me who they sponsored. Okay. Now, I know, Jay, already you've told me that you're going to be shit at this.
Yeah, not that confident, but we'll see.
I need you to buck up.
So, depends how obscure you've gone, I guess.
I don't know, maybe it depends on who you are, because I can picture them. I can picture these logos on shirts. So we'll see if you can. So pens and papers at the ready. I'm going to read off eight sponsors.
You're going to give us all eight now and then give us some time to come to think about it and come back to it
correct.
Later on, yeah?
Correct. Okay. So, first one, Subaru. Sanderson.
That's easy.
FX Pro.
That's Fulham.
Labatt's. Betfair. Reg Vardy. Waitrose. Crown Paints. And actually there's a last one I'm going to give you as well. This is a wild card one. You're a genius if you get this. Laver, Laver.
Are they all Premier League teams?
They were all Premier League sponsors at the time, yes. They L-A-V-E-R. Are not all now Premier League teams though.
Yes.
So quickly again, Subaru, Sanderson, FX Pro, Labatt's, Betfair, Reg Vardy, Waitrose, Crown Paints, and Laver.
Wow, okay. Not sure how well we're going to do with those, but let's have them
back. I've got four already.
We'll go over them at the end of the show. Okay. Have you? Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Cool, okay, well, we'll see you in part two.
Cheers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to look ahead now to what transfers we may or may not be making this week. And we'll look at the pros and cons of each as we look ahead to the next fixtures. Do we think... I'll start you off. Do we think that West Ham's performance against Chelsea means that they can keep out Man United at home this weekend?
They would, but who would you pick? The only fantasy player, really, I think, is Arnautovic. And how long is he out for?
I haven't heard. I'm not here. I just knew that he missed the game. I'm not sure.
He was certainly stood up when Antonio missed that fucking sitter at the end.
Yeah, and Yarmolenko's header.
Oh.
That should have gone in as well, really, shouldn't it?
Not as bad as Sacco's. Oh, did you see Sacco's miss?
Oh, I'd say as bad, but yes. No, probably you're right. Sacco had more time, didn't he?
He could have chested that down and fucking got on his hands and knees and headed it over the line and it would have gone in.
One way or another, it should have gone in. Yeah, you're right.
But no, I just don't fancy West Ham at all.
No.
I'm sorry, Anderson was pulled off. He's the only other one. If he was able to string some performances together, you might take a gamble on Anderson. But apart from Arnautovic, West Ham assets. Oh, actually, Fabianski in nets.
That's it. I mean, you could look at Fabianski. You could look at maybe Balbuena, 4.4 million.
Mm.
Starting every game. You've got to look at these. We've got to explore these options, haven't we?
For sure.
They just kept a clean sheet against the side of the top of the table. Had a 100% record.
Yeah, they defended nicely.
And it wasn't like Chelsea had raft of players missing. They were. That was pretty full strength.
It was. It was full strength. And to be fair, in the second half, I think their two best chances fell to Kante. And whilst I like his more forward position, I am continually disappointed that he doesn't look like he's good enough at football to score goals. It's quite frustrating as a Kante owner.
You still got him in your side.
I've still. He was on the bench this week, but he's still at 5 million. He's got to be some value to have as a second sub or something like that. You know.
No, really? Disagree.
I disagree as well.
In draft, definitely, because he gets more points for all his other.
Honestly,
hard
look
work,
at his expected goals. He's going to get assists in that team. He's going to get goals in that team. He'll finish the season with 5 goals and 5 assists or something like that.
I can tell you, my expected goals for him is very, very meagre. Not expecting many over here.
He's got to get better, you know. He's getting lots of practice.
Yeah.
There must be better ways to spend your money than Kante, though.
Yeah, Exhibit A would be his wasted chances at the weekend.
What, 5 million fifth midfielder? Come on.
I suppose, maybe not.
Anyway, what other games have we got? What other fixtures are we looking at?
City continue their really, really strong run of games. It comes to an end after this game week, so they've got Brighton at home and Brighton away from home. If they play like they played in the first half against Southampton last Monday.
Oh, God, it could be a cricket score, couldn't it?
They're going to get murdered.
Yeah.
And they're away from
As a neutral, I love watching a team get murdered. It's wonderful.
It's quite good fun. Yeah, tune in to Man City, Brighton, Owen.
Do you think it could be double digits?
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'm definitely captaining Aguero.
It looks on, doesn't it? Aguero captain.
I might have to bring him straight back in.
Yeah, it is that. If you've got the money, I was thinking
Vardy, but that's hard to ignore.
Away at Newcastle for Vardy.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad fixture. Go on. I've run out of road, I think, with Firmino. I think I'm just going to switch him for Lacazette based on fixtures alone. I've already got Salah. I've got Robertson. Yeah, Firmino for me hasn't worked out.
Are you going to transfer him out or just rest him for a week? Because Liverpool away at Chelsea.
No. I'm going to transfer. So I think my sub. So my transfer this week is going to be Firmino out and Lacazette in.
It's not a bad move because I mean Liverpool have got a very tough schedule as we've discussed over the next few weeks. So yeah, and Lacazette looks to have a much nicer run.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think I'm going to bring in Gundogan or Bernardo Silva in two game weeks' time.
So just one move for you this week, yeah? No.
Yeah,
no
just
hits.
One move. No, one move. I think next week I'm going to do my keeper switch. And then the week after I'm going to bring in Gundogan or Bernardo Silva for their home game against Burnley.
I do think that Firmino might come good. But
me too, and it's Sod's Law, so everyone listening, lump on for me now this week.
Shall I tell you what I'm going to do?
Go
on. What are you going to do, mate?
I don't think I'm going to do anything, apart from I'm going to use my bench judiciously this weekend. So I will bring Ings in, and I think I'm going to play 3 up front, Aguero, Mitrovic and Ings. So he's had a nice rest for a week, so should be firing on all cylinders. Playing away at Wolves, although Wolves are very good, so I'm going to put him in. I'm taking out Pereira.
Which one, the right one or the wrong one?
The right Pereira.
You realise you just sort of didn't make any sense then for a second.
Go on, why?
Wolves are very good, so I'm going to bring him in.
Yeah, I'm just about to criticise you for bringing Ings in away at Wolves.
Away at Wolves, yeah.
Because I think it's because he's been rested, and I think he's a good player. I think he's going to have a better week than Pereira away at Arsenal.
Who else you got on your bench?
Yeah, what's the other option?
I've got Doherty from Wolves.
So this is a prime game to play him in.
That's exactly when you play Doherty, because Southampton away a toilet.
Yeah, they're awful, and
you're basically relying on Ings getting a penalty.
Do you think?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And if Doherty doesn't get a clean sheet, there's every chance he's going to get an assist. I fancy Wolves will break out this week and they'll score a couple or more.
Mm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll do that.
You've had the Fantasy Football Noise Clinic, Mitch.
I'll do that based on your advice. But if Ings outscores Doherty, you both owe me a tenner.
And if we're right, what do we get?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
You've just ruined my game. That's a great deal.
Free and thankless advice. What a prick.
Yeah. You sound so confident. I want you to be confident in saying, yeah, okay, fine. If Ings outscores Doherty, we'll pay you for giving you duff advice.
Okay, yeah, fine. Done.
What's going to happen at the Vitality, mate? You know more about both Bournemouth and Palace than we do. What do you think?
I don't know if I do, but...
Based on that abject performance of the weekend...
It's hard to know, isn't it? I mean, which Bournemouth is going to turn up?
But Palace were awful at home against Newcastle, weren't they?
They've been better away, though, haven't they? Yeah. They've not won at Selhurst Park yet. They've got their points on the road. I don't know, mate. That's a really hard one to call. I think that was a real off day for Bournemouth. I would have thought Eddie Howe would put an absolute rocket up them after that. Even though the scoreline did possibly flatter Burnley a bit. I would think Bournemouth might just come through that, probably 1-0. I don't think there'd be a lot in that. I do respect, as you know, the Palace back line normally. But I don't know. I don't think there'd be a lot of goals in that. But maybe 1-0, Cherries. What do you think?
Everton-Fulham is... Yeah, fair enough. Everton-Fulham is an interesting one for me.
That's the one I was going to flag up, because Fulham's defence is awful.
Awful in the first half against Watford. Goodness knows how. It was only 1-0.
Your boy Alfie Mawson.
Yeah, he looked like a proper pub defender. It must be something with that ground at Craven Cottage. Because remember that week I watched Burnley at the Cottage and they looked like a pub team.
Mm.
That's what Alfie Mawson looked like.
Yeah, he looked well off the pace. He looked short of ideas. Always chasing.
I think Everton are finally gonna break out the shackles and get. I think a Richarlison win.
could be good, because he was unlucky. Like we said before, Cech was in rich vein of form, and I think against on a different day he could have easily had one or two goals.
So, in light of your Southampton advice, should I be taking out Mitrovic?
So you're choosing between Mitrovic, Ings, and
Tomkins.
Yeah, I would definitely start Doherty. I'd leave Ings and Tomkins on the bench, probably.
Yep.
Myself. So that means leaving Mitrovic in the side then, away at
Everton. Definitely. Because Everton's defence is not very good at all. But I could see them scoring, but I don't think they'll keep a cleanie.
There's every chance that they could score two in a 4-2 loss, couldn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, fair point.
Exactly. And what about Spurs? What do you think about Spurs? They've not been... Probably looking very convincing, but they are away at a woeful, woeful Huddersfield side.
Yeah,
so.
Huddersfield, Cardiff in their next two. But still, we don't know what the settled side is. Son's back, Eriksen, Moura, Kane's not looking great. Who knows what they're going to play at the back in terms of fullbacks?
Could this be the week that Kane kicks back into gear, though?
It could be, but at that price,
yeah,
with the form he's in, it would take a brave person to bring in Kane.
It would, wouldn't it?
You're going to have to sub out Aguero or Salah for him.
Mm.
No way.
By the way, boys, yeah. I don't know if you noted this when we went through it, but I won this game week with no Salah. I took him out. I ditched
him lots of people.
When I wildcarded. Yeah.
I don't know if you ran us through your final wildcarded side, Mitch, because you spoke about it last week on the show, but I don't know if you made any further changes, did you? the side of you?
Only brief changes. So I talked you through my defence: Edison, Wan-Bissaka, Robertson, Alonso. In the midfield, Maddison, Mane, Hazard, Richarlison, and the right Pereira from Watford. And then up front, Aguero, Mitrovic, bench, Patricio, Doherty, Tompkins, Ings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
So it's pretty much as I put in. The only change I think was Fraser, who I took out and put Pereira in instead.
Yeah. Quite a lot of overlap with my side, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you referred to my side as being a bit templatey. Thanks for the
I think it's compliment. Almost as if you two present on the same podcast for fantasy football.
I've got a few changes in there, but probably not necessarily for the better in my case, you see. We'll see. Cool, let's do the trivia.
Right, Jay, have you been writing it down?
Baco. I've made a couple of scribbles. I'm not particularly confident. Okay. We'll see.
So just remind people. So we're talking about a former or current Premier League shirt sponsors. So there are 9 of them. Subaru, Sanderson, FX Pro, Labatt's, Betfair, Reg Vardy, Waitrose, Crown and Lever.
Who's going to go first?
I'm going to pick Baco.
Okay, Waitrose, Reading.
Well done, yes. Headquartered in Bracknell. JB?
I think Sanderson was Sheffield Wednesday.
That's a good shout. It was Sheffield Wednesday. But for a bonus point, who else did they sponsor? Sponsored two sides.
Was it Southampton or Sunderland?
Leeds.
Which I'm going to have to push you on which one it is, Jay. Southampton.
Is it one of those two?
Yes, it is.
Saints.
Yes, Saints.
Boom.
Nice work. Baco?
I'm going to pick Reg Vardy, Sunderland.
Bravo, correct. JB?
I'll take the easy one. Crown Paints, Liverpool.
Wrong.
What?
Is
wrong?
Oh, was it before the Premier League era? That
it was in the first division they were sponsored by Crown Paints. That was my little trick in there.
Oh, that was your little banana skin, was it?
It was, yes.
Very funny.
Cock. Okay. Well done.
So do I get the next go?
Well, go on. Do you want to have a guess at Crown Paints, Baco?
Oh, I don't know. Let me think about that while John's answering.
Go on then.
But I think we can have Betfair West Ham.
No.
What?
I think they're Betway.
Yeah. They are currently Betway. No, but as far Betfair. As my records show, Betfair did not sponsor West Ham.
Okay.
I don't know. I might come back to Betfair, but the only other one that I think I might know is Labatt's.
Go on.
I've got a vague memory of seeing Stuart Pearce. I'm going to say Forrest, but I don't know.
JB, wonderful stuff. You thought it through. Correct. Notts Forest.
Yes, get in.
I'm not keeping score, by the way. Baco?
I am struggling now, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know the bonus lever. I don't know who Subaru sponsored.
I don't know
who Crown Paint sponsored if it wasn't Liverpool.
Yeah, no, that's a trick one. Let me give you some answers.
Okay.
Crown Paints was actually Blackburn, a very difficult one to know. I just knew that would be a banana skin because
I can see
obviously imagine it being Liverpool. Lever is the only firm of this kind to have ever sponsored in the Premier League. It's a timber merchants. They sponsored Sheffield United.
Is Subaru Coventry?
Back of the net, Baco. Yes, it is. You see, when you start going through them, Google. You can visualise them, can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Google.
Yeah. Who else haven't we got?
No, Google.
Betfair. Betfair was Burnley? A London side.
Oh.
Fulham.
I said Fulham.
Did you?
No, you said FX Pro.
So FX Pro Fulham, correct. But FX Pro also sponsored 2 other sides as well.
Yeah, no idea.
Who's the current? I think they currently sponsor this side.
Stoke?
No.
No, I think
they sponsor. They sponsor Watford currently.
Oh yeah.
Or if not, it's in recent seasons. And they also sponsored Aston Villa. So you go, that's the nine. Bravo, you did a lot better than I thought you would, Jay, given that you said, I'm never going to do this.
Yeah, I didn't. It just depended on which ones you pulled out of the hat, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think that brings us neatly on to Bankers and Wankers.
It does. We'll
run the show off with that. Mitch, who are you going with? Surely you can't have Aguero because you had him last week.
That's a shame because I was going to go for him.
I bet you were.
I tell you what, I'm going to go for another Man City player then, actually, because they are playing against Brighton and Hove Albion at home.
Yes, they are.
So I think I'm going to go for a banker of Bernardo Silva.
I've gone Bernardo Silva. Oh, but well, we have a rule first. Where we can both go the same one, can't we?
Yeah.
Sticking with that, Mitch?
Yep, I'm sticking with it.
Okay. So that's you two both going for Bernardo. I'm going to go Lacazette.
Lacazette, yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then Wankers, Mitch?
I am going for Mo Salah. Did I go for him last week?
I'm going to say you can go for him as a wanker as often as you want.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. He's a wanker because he's going to be held at bay by Chelsea.
I'm not sure you're right, but cool.
Well, isn't that the joy of the Bankers and Wankers section?
It is, absolutely. I'm going to go with De Gea. Yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit left field. I think they might concede away at West Ham.
Very nice. And I am going Mitro at Everton. I think he's going to blank.
Do you?
And he's got a sending off in him, of course.
That's what you're pinning your hopes on.
He's going to go right through Pickford.
Fine. Cool. Right then, boys. Very nice. We will speak again next Tuesday. And until then, have a wonderful weekend.
Love to you.
Brilliant stuff. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are the Media Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.